Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Night Swim.
I watched the second half of Night Swim.
And this is the spectacular!
Can't get me anymore.
I've
been hardened by all these movies.
You're not scared of anything. Are you not afraid of a pool?
Boy, what a concept for film.
I said, yep, what a concept. It really, this, I don't want to diminish the writer-director. It doesn't seem like the guy's made a lot of movies, but boy howdy does it just feel like we're looking through a dictionary, and then we just like flip through it, and then whatever our fucking finger like lands on, we're gonna make that scary. Yeah. Now you
it
know?
Definitely feels like a challenge prompt that,
yeah,
they're like,
it does.
Here's a shitty thing that like a random AI generator generated. It's like, what if pool was scary,
and how do we make that like
haunted
interesting
pool?
Yeah, because like we can't just have a pool that's haunted, because it's gotta be more interesting than that.
But that's the thing, I wish I didn't explain anything about the pool being haunted, but they explained too much.
I was worried about that. I was worried they were going to do that.
Kind of bummed me out.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning I was like, this is just goofy. Like, let's just make it goofy and weird. And then it's like, no, we're going to tell you about why it's haunted.
I kind of enjoy like the atmosphere, of like the underwater scenes in the pool, because it's really like kind of creepy and unnerving and silent, you know? They did a good job of like photographing it, and like the sound design was really good. But then the minute you see the monster, oh.
I don't think I ever really see the monster.
Oh, you don't?
Well, I mean, I guess you do. I thought it was pretty scary.
Oh, you thought this monster was scary?
Maybe it was just the context was different. I didn't see it very often, though. Like,
I only saw it once. Maybe I saw a different person, because I saw just like this bloated looking dude.
Dude?
Yeah.
I thought it was a lady. It was like a creepy lady with long fingers.
Okay, then I was definitely seeing a different person then. Because I saw like a dude who was supposed to be like spooky and bloated.
They explain it later.
All right.
But
this is just
such a strange concept. All right, folks. People don't know. This is about a haunted pool in suburbia.
Yeah, middle suburbia.
I did not know about this concept of this movie at all going into it.
I remember.
Because you probably told me and I forgot.
I remember this movie before it even came out. Like, I remember watching this like YouTube video of somebody just going like, here's all the horror movies coming out this year. And this was one of them. And I remember the person in the video going like, I mean, that sounds interesting.
Sure, you can make a movie about anything.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, maybe it'll be good. And I was just like, I mean, I guess, you know, like it follows. If you were to tell me the premise of It Follows, it doesn't seem like that scary, I guess. But like, if you watch the movie, it's done well. So I'm like, you know, maybe it could be done, but no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's goofy.
Yeah, it's one of them silly little Blumhouse films.
It's kind of fun, though. I had a fun enough time watching it, but it doesn't.
I think the kids were really good at acting.
Yeah, I think the kids were good.
I thought the guy, the Wyatt, Russell, I think it's
Kurt Russell's son.
He's good. Mm-hmm. He's solid. I don't like the wife.
Really?
I like her because she's in the Banshees of Inisherin.
Mm-hmm.
She's using her actual accent, which is like an Irish accent. But then in this movie, she's not great. And then I also saw her in Better Call Saul. She's Mike's daughter? Daughter-in-law or whatever.
Yeah.
She's terrible in that too. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, she's obviously a good actor, but it's just like, I mean, why? I mean, you get this fucking
accent's hard,
and you get this fucking movie about a killer pool. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, Better Call Saul is like well written, a good show.
Yeah.
It's like, what about pool movie? You think she's gonna really shine there?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, no, everyone else does. I really wasn't bothered by her. No. I wasn't really bothered by any of the acting in this movie. I thought it was all like fine.
Yeah.
I think it was just more the writing was bad.
Yeah, the writing was pretty bad.
The actors were doing the best they could with what mid-ass writing they got.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because the problem with any of these types of movies is as soon as they start explaining a little too much, like, they got to reveal a little mystery, right?
I agree with you.
But it just, I feel like the audience demands it, but it's always worse.
I think you're 100% right. I think we have to blame stupid audiences who want things explained to them. When it's like, I agree. I feel like this movie would be far better if it was left up to a bit of mystery.
Yeah. Like, you'd explain parts of it.
Yeah. Enough for things to, like, make sense. But like,
the thing is any horror, You, the best part is what your mind does with it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, any good horror is not like, oh, I'm seeing this guy get eviscerated. It's like, no, the thought of him getting eviscerated is sometimes scarier than actually seeing it because you can't pull it off. So the thought of explaining the mystery box of, like, what this pool is, it's like you could give, like, hints or, like, imply it.
Right.
And I think that's way more interesting because you can think about it later on and just kind of, like, walk home with the movie. But instead, I'm going to forget about this movie as soon as the podcast is over. Because, like,
I kind of did forget that I'd watched this
movie.
Yeah, because
as fun as the premise is, it doesn't really do anything interesting with
it. It's not really fun. The movie's not that fun. Like, there's moments in it that are kind of fun. But, like, overall, I think that's honestly kind of it's not even a problem with the movie. Because, like, the movie is so honest. Like, the movie is just like, we are going to try to make this movie.
That's a good way to put that.
You know? It's like, the movie's
so serious.
It's really trying to do its job well. And it's like, sometimes you don't want that. Sometimes you want something that's being a little bit more, like, self-aware.
It's weird, though, because, like, I don't mind a movie that's self-serious, too, because sometimes that's really charming or it can be really nice. But I think it's self-serious and doesn't try to, like, risk anything. Like,
yeah,
when I tell
it's not
you
risky
what,
either.
When I tell you what is going on, you're gonna be like, oh, that's kind of boring.
Want me to tell you how it starts?
Probably pretty boring.
1992.
Ooh.
It genuinely opened with a pretty cool establishing shot of, like, the house, and then you realize you're looking at the house from the pool's perspective, like it's a reflection of the house.
There are some cool shots in this movie.
This movie's not poorly shot. I'll give the director that, or possibly the director of photography.
The DP.
We meet the DP end of the pool.
Don't pee in the pool.
We meet a little girl. Oh, that's what the monster is, right? It's the guy who's upset that people are pissing in the pool.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's just growing. It's just sucking up all this piss and getting more bloated and bloated.
It's a piss monster. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
We meet a little girl named Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And she wakes up in the middle of the night. Her brother, who's named Tommy, is sick. He's like hooked up to like a machine. And
this makes this movie so much less interesting.
Oh no. Well, he's sick. He's hooked up to a machine. And she wakes up and she realizes that Tommy's little toy boat is out in the inside of the pool.
Fuck. Not the toy boat in the pool.
You know what sucks too?
Is it gonna sink? Fuck, dude. I can't believe that boat's in the pool.
She is dead asleep in her bedroom on like the second floor of the house. A little toy boat pops up out of the water and she's just like, and it's like, you're in, like, I'm like, how is that waking you up? You know what I mean? Like, that didn't make any fucking noise.
She wants to be a lifeguard. I guess so. She's just really alert about all things going on in the pool.
And you're right, because the fucking thing does, like, sink to the bottom of the pool, and it's a boat.
It's a boat.
It's a boat
who
out
gives
of its
a
sink.
Shit?
Yeah.
It's a fucking boat. What's a boat?
It's a toy boat.
Yeah, boat overnight. You don't need to go get it right away. Let it sit there.
Say toy boat three times fast.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
Fast enough.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
That was very
toy
good.
Boat, toy boat, toy boy. Toy boy.
Toy boy.
Toy boy. Toy story.
Toy stories. But yeah, so she goes to get to retrieve the boat. And I'm like, this fucking idiot. I bet she's going to jump in the pool. No. She's a smart little girl.
Ah.
She gets one of those.
On the diving board? Oh, the scoopy
thing. Scoopy thing. She gets a little scoopy thing to try to get the thing out, but she slips and falls
into
the pool.
Did you ever live at a place with a pool?
Mm-hmm. I grew up in a house with a pool.
Okay.
We had a pool.
Did you have to do the little sweepy thing?
We had to
stuff?
Do a sweepy thing. Yeah. We had to wash it pretty consistently.
I didn't have a pool.
Do the little pH thing.
Yeah. I didn't have a pool growing up or anything, but I had a friend who I'd hang out with a lot, and I was like hanging out with him while they did the maintenance and stuff. So
it's a lot. It is a lot. Yeah. You have to do a lot to ensure that it doesn't just turn into a big fucking mosquito trap.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So seeing this, I'm like, man, pools in the back of houses is crazy.
It did take me back to, that thing of just like going like, you know what? I'm just going to go swim today, or like I'm gonna have like a pool party and invite all the people over, and it's just like, that's really just it. It's funny because like we had this pool, and we were very privileged to have it.
Uh-huh.
We got the money, like
did you build the pool or did it come with the house?
It did not come with the house. The pool was installed, but it was we'd come into some money, not in a way that was like great, basically. It was like somebody had passed away and then we got money from that, basically.
Okay,
so
sure, yeah.
It wasn't something that like, we just were like fucking swimming in dough. It was just
we
were swimming in water. But like we got the thing. It was a very like meaningful, beautiful thing for us to have it, and so it was something that we found was like kind of like a gift, essentially. Mm-hmm. So it was something that was really meaningful to us, you know. But like looking at this, I'm just like, man, there really is just sort of like a other half lives sort of thing of like, we own a pool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If you know, like how you say, like, my friend owned a pool. It's just like, that is like other lifestyle.
Like,
you know?
Legitimately, like, we would always go to their house because it was like, they have the pool. And it was a nice pool. Because it's like, that's the hangout house. You know, you got the pool. You're always going to have the kids over. The kids are going to hang out in the pool. The adults are going to like drink or whatever in the kitchen. And
exactly.
You know,
it's a
whole
thing.
And watch it.
It's totally different if you don't have a pool.
If you don't have a pool, it's like, we don't, you know, it's like, whose house is whose? And it's like, well, the house with the pool always wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Always wins.
Obviously. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, looking back on it, I'm realizing how like lucky we were. But watching this movie again, I'm like, there really is like, there are people watching this movie, like people in the audience are watching the movie going like, these fucking like rich white people got a pool. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it's probably how people looking at it. Or and the thing is that they buy the house with the pool already installed. So they didn't install the pool.
Yeah.
And also we get to learn a bit more about the family. Like the mom is it's like a single income thing. The mom is working at a school. The dad, we learn, was like a professional baseball player until he was diagnosed with MS.
Okay, that's what he has.
Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah. So that's a whole thing. But anyway, we have to go all the way back to 1992.
Sorry, we're back in 1992.
It's all good. I was 1 year old. And so Rebecca is trying to get the boat out of the pool. She slips. She falls. Her rabbit slipper falls off. I'm not sure if the rabbit slipper comes into play.
Rabbit slipper?
No.
Was there like a coin?
Like a bunny slipper.
What is there for a coin, though?
Coins come into play later. I'll tell you about the coins.
I don't know about the bunny slipper.
Okay, so she falls into the pool, and she swims up because she sees her mom like above the pool. And so she swims up, but her mom is gone. The lights start blinking. And then she's pulled under. She disappears under the pool. And we see all these weird creatures surrounding the pool. And they start repeating some word. Temagami. Temagami?
Okay.
Temagami. Mm-hmm. Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. Shit, I wish I would have... They tell you what it is. I did not... I didn't write it down because I was like, oh, that's a weird thing to just randomly say.
Yeah, that's what it is. And then we flash forward. We learn about Ray. He's got headaches. He's got MS. He was a...
he's really a bumming it out.
He's a bummer. He's an ex-third baseman. He's got a family. And he's... They're looking for a place to move into where he can hopefully... get better, basically, because he needs to do like exercises, make sure his body doesn't, you know, originally they're looking at like a little townhouse that is like really close to a hospital and stuff, but he doesn't seem like that enthused by it. And then they drive by like a real house with like a real lawn and a real pool. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I want to move in there. He's like, if we move into that townhome, it'll be like moving into a hospital. I want to move here. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I kind of feel like the townhouse is a smarter bet. Like, you know, I mean, obviously with hindsight of like a killer pool in the backyard.
But yeah, you have a bit of extra hindsight.
But on top of that, I'm like, the townhouse is probably going to be cheaper. Like, you know.
So the word is temagami. Mm. And it means deep pool. Mike almost spit out his beer here.
What's it called? A deep pool?
Oh, it's called deep water.
Oh, okay. I'm like, deep pool.
Deep pool. Deep water.
Deep water makes a little more sense. It's still silly. So they end up fucking buying this house. A bunch of rubes. The wife says that she's like, I used to be afraid of pools. Because she, I think, grew up with a pool and her dad, like, pushed her in or something.
That's fucked up.
And then Ray, like, looks into the pool and he sees, like, a little baseball in the pool. And he goes to reach for it. And
it's Babe Ruth baseball.
This Babe Ruth baseball from Sandlot.
Yeah.
And he goes and reaches for it and then he fucking falls into the pool. And the pool's, like, covered in those, like, plastic, like, covers. Uh-huh. So, like, he's got MS, he's in water, and he's in a plastic cover. This motherfucker is going to die.
Yeah.
But
that plastic cover, is it the one that like is on a crank?
No, that's a new thing that they've installed. Oh, okay. This is like a loose plastic cover. So he just immediately fucking sinks, essentially. Okay. Luckily, his family shows up and he climbs out. He's given a wheelchair because he's brought to the hospital. And they're like, yo, bro, you still got MS. It's really bad. Here's a wheelchair. And so the family's settling in, and they are cleaning up the pool. And these are the parts that are cute. I think the family dynamic in the movie works really well. I think, like, everyone, like, the kids, like, are friendly, but, like, clearly are, like, weirdly combative, because it's, like, an older daughter and a younger brother. The older daughter's, like, popular at school. The younger brother's has trouble making friends. But they get along super well, you know? I don't know. It works. This stuff works. And they're sort of in the pool. They're cleaning the pool up. And then the dad is, like, by like the drain, and he sticks his hand in, and all of a sudden his hand gets like fucking sliced, and the drain just like ends up spitting out all this like dirty, grimy, bloody like water out of the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we gotta fucking call like a professional to deal with this, you know, to fix the pool.
Yeah.
So they call a pool guy to clean it, and this pool guy is a fucking weird pool guy.
Oh yeah? Not a normal pool guy. I don't know if there is a normal pool guy.
This guy is a weird pool guy. Yeah. And I don't think he shows up in your half of the movie, because I looked him up on IMDb because it kind of looks familiar, and he's literally just credited as pool guy.
Okay.
So he's talking about how like there's hot springs all over the area. I'm assuming that might come into play later. No?
Sorta.
Okay. And then he says this. He goes,
it's funny, isn't it though?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we evolved out of the water. And some part of our reptilian brain knows we're not supposed to be there anymore, but I guess that's why we try to tame it so hard.
What the fuck? Tame it?
Tame it. Okay. Like taming.
Like you have a pool in there and you're like, this pool's tamed, bro. Yeah. This water in here?
Yeah.
Tamed.
It's still.
It's still. Yeah. It's still water. No mosquitoes in here. We got a perfect pH level.
That's right. Imagine like showing up with like a whip, taming that water.
Up in the water. Yeah. Get in shape.
Watch me, I'm gonna put my head in it.
Well,
I'm a water tamer. But yeah, this guy's got a weird obsession with water. I mean, you know, if you're a pool guy, I guess that's your whole life, you know.
Yes, yeah.
So so what happened next? So the pool has been all souped up. They immediate fast forward. You know, the family's playing in the pool. They do this thing where they throw coins into the pool, like 5 or 6 coins, and then the kids dive under and try to pick up the coins without taking a breath, basically. And whoever can retrieve all the coins.
Fun.
It's fun. It's fun pool activity.
Do they do any drawing on those coins?
At one point, and later in my half of the movie, the dad draws a little smiley face on one of the coins.
Got it. Okay. Good to know.
So, what happened next? Also, one of the things that the doctor told Wyatt, well, Ray is the name of the yeah. dad, but Wyatt is the actor's name. Dad. They told Dad, they're like, hey, Dad, if you want to try to, like, improve your body, we recommend you go swimming. Swimming is a good way of, like, getting your body into shape.
Easy on the joints.
And luckily, you have a pool in the backyard. But the dad is, like, so, like, thinking so much about, like, you know, his past as, like, as a baseball player and, like, all the stuff he gave up. And his wife is like, hey, you are a good baseball player, but you can also be a good father too. Like, you can be both things. You don't have to just be one or the other. And she's like, I don't want you to be so nostalgic. I don't want you to keep looking back. I want you to look forward, look at this family that loves you and is there for you. Mm-hmm. And then we hard cut immediately that night. He's looking through fucking old baseball cards and shit. And so the mom that night goes swimming, and she sees a spooky visage of her husband out of the corner of her eye. Oh, she's swimming, and then the lights in the pool start blinking. And then she goes into the house to say goodnight to her kids. She's still like fucking dripping wet. And then she like goes into her husband's into their bedroom together, and she's like nervous, and she's like, I think we need to pull like a pool cover, you know, and maybe look into those lights because they're like blinking. I'm getting a weird vibe. I'm like, I feel like a weird like people snatcher situation happened where like the mom switched, like their real mom is somehow stuck in the pool, and then like a second mom has appeared, because it's just like she's acting so goddamn weird. Like, I mean,
I think she's just scared, dude.
I guess so. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, if you see your kid asleep, I wouldn't walk in drenched with water dripping on their face. Like, I'd probably try to dry up first, you know?
Yeah, but she's scared.
Maybe she's afraid. So, yeah. What happens next?
I know you hate her acting, so I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Next morning, their cat is missing, and its collar is in the pool.
Oh, no. Yeah. What's their cat's name?
I don't remember.
They had a cute name, I
thought. Reuben or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. The husband notices that the giant cut on his hand is perfectly healed. The pool is healing.
Cider.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. How do you know that?
Because they mention it later in my house.
So the pool is healing him because his hand is completely healed.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man. I love this pool.
Exactly. They install a little pool cover. Mom tells the daughter to go easy on her brother. That night, she has a dream about the pool cover trapping her. And then she wakes up in the middle
mom.
Of the night. The mom. In the middle of the night, she wakes up and sees her husband going for a night swim, which is the name of the movie.
Night swim.
The husband's health has improved dramatically. In fact, the doctor says that he probably doesn't have MS anymore.
That's fucking crazy.
I know.
Like, that's impossible.
I know what you're saying. I know what... You know what? This movie makes you believe in the impossible.
It makes you believe the impossible because the night swim, bro.
That's right. The night swim. So, Ray is taping himself improving, like, his ability of improving. In an old, like, digital video camera that also has footage of, like, his family, like, playing together, like, when, like, his kids were babies.
Yeah, it's very weird that they have this old video camera still.
It's weird that they all have the old video camera. It's weird that he's recording using the old video camera of him improving, like, his, like, health rather than using, like, his phone. And then it's also weird that he's not,
that.
Like, recording. I understand why they're doing it. Because, like, the whole point of this is to show that, like, Ray, the dad, is, like, obsessed with the idea of becoming a baseball player again, and he's starting to, like, shirk his responsibilities as a father, and, you know, he clearly puts one over the other as far as, like, importance to him, right? It's, like, that's why he's willing to, record over, like, footage of his family or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that makes... I understand what the movie's trying to do, but it's doing it in a very clunky way, I feel, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So, what happens next? He's doing that. His son... walks in on his dad just sort of like working out.
And you're gonna say something else.
Jerking off.
Yeah.
No.
He's feeling real good today.
It's like this. I don't have MS anymore. Now I'm starting to masturbate.
Some jerk off war.
Yeah. So
the doctor told me I couldn't, but now I can. Said I'm cured.
So the dad is like, the son is like, hey dad, I am gonna go for a swim, but mom says that you need to supervise me, and I can only be in the shallow end. And the dad is like, that's cool. I'm not going to supervise you, but just stay
what
in the
cool
shallow
dad,
end,
bro.
But I'm going to draw a little happy face on this coin and, leave it in the pool for me so I can go get it later on.
What a weird thing.
I explained it to you the way it was explained to me. I didn't understand it. I was really hoping that you'd be like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
No, just what I'm going to, hey man, put this in here so I can do it later. That's a weird dad thing.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
Like, I'm sure there's a reason in his dad mind that maybe he's like, yeah, man, I'll have my kid put this thing down. And I'll get it later when I go on my night swim.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe it's supposed to be like a plot thing, because apparently like a smiley face coin is like important, right?
Yeah, kind of. It's just
so,
weird.
Whatever. So the little kid goes and plays, you know, in the pool with his like toy or whatever. He has like a action figure.
Okay, not like a toy boat, right?
Not a toy boat.
Because toy boats.
Toy boat,
you put
toy
in
boat,
the,
toy
you
boat.
You put them in the pool, it's bad.
Yeah,
you got to get them out of there. You got to get them out of there.
So he's playing with like a little action figure, and then suddenly under the water in the shallow end, coins start coming and like being like dropped into the pool.
Oh hell yeah!
And he goes up,
you're making that money.
Nobody's there though.
Oh,
so where are the coins coming from?
God's giving you money.
God is giving you
God's
money.
God's giving you money.
So he's going
God's
to get the
plan.
Coins.
Mm-hmm.
God's plan.
God's plan.
God is providing.
God provides.
And he goes
like manna, but instead something useful.
So he's going, he's picking up the coins, and the coins are sending him deeper and deeper into the deep end. He's going deeper into the deep end, which he was told specifically not to do.
Tricked by money.
That's right.
Greed as always.
He's closer and closer to the drain.
I mean, what's that fucking kid going to do with these coins anyway? Like, coins are worth nothing.
He's not even going to use them. The idea is like, this is just like a game that they play, you know? And so he comes up and he's like, I did it. I got all the coins in one breath. But no one's there. Who's been dropping the coins? And so then he hears a voice in the drain. The voice is of a little girl. Her name is Rebecca. And she's looking for her mom.
Did she say, I'm a little girl. My name's Rebecca.
It's like a little girl voice. And she says that her name is Rebecca. But I mean, I don't think it's a little girl. I think it's a little monster man. And he looks inside of the pool drain. Inside the pool drain is his toy, the toy he was playing with earlier. And so he reaches in to grab the toy. And this part is creepy because the toy is covered in like gross black hair. And he's got to reach into the thing. And he pulls out the toy. And everything's totally fine. And then a fucking hand pops out of the thing, grabs him.
Oh, shit.
It's so spooky. It's a spooky monster, man. And so then he runs out of the pool and he tells his mom.
Does he get the toy back or does he take the toy?
I think he got the toy back, but it is covered in hair. It's gross.
Ew.
And he goes to tell his mom but the mom finds nothing. Obviously, the mom finds nothing.
Of course not. No, any good monster never shows. You never show yourself to mom.
What I liked about the scene was it was all shot in the day, which you almost never see scenes like this.
Surprisingly, for a movie called Night Swim, there's barely any
shots
at night.
Yeah, exactly. There's some.
There's
but
some,
like,
but not a lot.
This was a very effective, like, creepy sequence, and it was all shot during the day. Yeah. Like, very impressive stuff. You know, credit what credit is due, you know? You watch a movie called Night Swim, you're not expecting too much.
No.
And I was impressed by this scene. So, the mom goes to the dad, and the mom's like, you know, the son saw something spooky out there. And the dad's like, fucking cares. There's no fucking shit out there.
I got
there.
No MS, baby.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. He's like, not concerned anymore. And he's like, I'm going to go to our son's practice because he's having trouble making friends, and maybe I can help him make friends, you know? And so at practice, they do it, and the dad, and like the son is like actually starting to make friends. Everything's going pretty well, you know, everything's going smoothly. And then at one point, the coach is like, hey, Ray, you want to hit a ball? And Ray hasn't hit a ball in a very long time because of the MS diagnosis.
Probably has blue balls.
He has blue balls.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, let me just warm up. So first ball comes, he misses. Second ball, he fucking collapses to the ground. He's weak. But then third ball, he gets up and he starts imagining the water. He's imagining the pool. He's imagining himself.
Loves that water.
Baby. Yeah. Yeah. He gets a fucking massive hard on. And then he hits the ball with his dick. No. And then he hits incredible. The ball. And he fucking cracks that ball so goddamn hard. And it's in slow motion. The fucking laces come undone. It fucking flies up and hits, you know, like a light. Uh-huh. And he's like.
Does it go in someone's backyard?
No. As far as I'm aware, I don't think it is. Because this is at like a. This is not in their backyard. This is like at like a field where they're practicing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Occurring.
There's people live near fields. I imagine maybe went to someone's
did
backyard.
Did not go in somebody's backyard.
A big dog,
and he's
like ate it, and they're like,
oh
God,
yes,
back.
I see what you're saying.
No, I was just curious.
R.I.P. James Earl Jones.
R.I.P. Rest in peace, baby.
Pour one out to a real one. But you know what? He's not gone. He's up there in the stars, watching over us
with Babe Ruth.
With Babe Ruth
hanging it's out.
Him and Babe Ruth.
Oh,
yeah.
Babe Ruth doesn't say anything racist.
Simba.
To him.
So, the dad has now upstaged his son. His son. Is like, you know, not able to make friends because now everyone's like, oh man, your dad is so cool. And now they're way more interested in his dad than him, basically.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer. Hate when your dad's cool.
I know, right? I mean, I will say, I remember when I was a little kid and I went to summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't summer camp. It was just camp. It was camp with all my peers. My dad was the chaperone, and he seemingly made friends with everybody there, including all of my peers, and I would just sort of like watch my dad having a good time.
Oh, no.
While I was like all alone.
Yeah, I could get that. Yeah. I get that vibe sometimes. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's fine. I mean,
but like you're
to be
friends
fair,
by proxy.
I was a little creep. I was a little freak kid. You
little
know?
Freak kid.
I was a little freak
sitting
kid.
There.
Of course, I didn't make any friends.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. Sure.
I was a little freak introvert kid.
Yeah.
So the mom and dad go to dinner together. Something I've not mentioned is the sister, the daughter. Has this big old crush on this boy who's a swimmer. I don't know if he comes into play in your half of the movie.
Barely.
Okay, well then. Barely. Not that important. So while the mom and dad are gone on their little dinner date, she invites this boy over to go swim with her.
Ooh.
And she says to her brother, like, if you tell mom and dad about this, I will put a Tide Pod in your fish tank.
Oh, relevant.
Relevant.
I love Tide Pods. So funny.
No. So... She goes out to the pool and they
never bought a Tide Pod. Have you ever like seen a Tide Pod?
Have I ever seen a Tide Pod? What? Am I living in a third world country? What are you talking about? I've never seen a Tide Pod.
I've never seen a Tide Pod.
You've never seen a Tide Pod?
I don't think so.
Well, now is your lucky day.
Oh my God. Oh, they look so good.
you eat it. They taste delicious.
Oh my.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck. Oh wow.
What I love about Ethan eats things is he doesn't chew or swallow. He just sort of holds it in his mouth.
I'm wondering
if it
dissolves.
Oh, okay.
It's like a lotion.
Dissolves?
It's like a lotions, right? Yeah, like a lotion.
Oh, sure.
It's pretty big, doll.
This goes to show Ethan has actually never seen a Tide Pod because that's not how they work.
They're like a lozenge for your laundry.
Lozenge for your laundry.
Yeah, come on. Am I wrong?
No, they're not.
What are they?
They're more like a plastic bag that you break open.
Yeah, they break open like a lozenge.
Like a lozenge?
Okay, like a gusher. Fuck
yeah,
off.
Like a
whatever.
Gusher. They're not a lozenge.
Gushers are lozenges.
They're not.
Kind of.
Gushers are not lozenges.
A little bit.
No.
They suck on them.
Lozenges don't
explode.
They don't explode. Lozenges don't explode.
I'm just talking about things that you suck on and explode.
Yeah, that's true. They're like dicks. So, I don't know what you're clearly teeing me up for. I don't know why you're going to do a spit take.
I don't know, because I didn't expect you to really go that hard, baby.
I always go that hard. So, the daughter is playing Marco Polo with the boy that she's infatuated with at the pool. The guy climbs out. Now, I have not played Marco Polo in a dog's age, so I forgot the rules of Marco Polo. What are the rules of Marco Polo?
Okay, so if I'm remembering, go Marco Polo, you say Marco Polo, Marco Polo, and I think one person's blind, and I believe they're in the, they're the ones swimming.
Right.
And then I believe...
They're also, everyone's swimming.
No, I feel like at some point someone can get out, though.
You can get out, but if can't... but if you hear them get out, and this is the part I forgot about, if you are playing, because you're saying Marco.
Yeah, you're not Marco or Polo.
You are Polo.
Wait, no, you're just someone.
You're someone, and the other person is another person.
They have to call out Polo, yeah.
You're calling out Marco, the other person's calling out Polo.
Yeah.
You as Marco... Uh-huh. Or you have to keep your eyes closed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But if the person saying Polo gets out of the pool, if you say fish out of water.
Yeah, you say fish out of water.
That's what I'd forgotten about.
I forgot about that too.
And so they do it in the movie. I'm like, fuck, I remember Marco Polo. So
that's one of those things where you're like, man, I've been in a pool like that for a while. Because like,
If you were in a pool, you weren't going to play Marco Polo as a grown ass.
Exactly.
Adult.
But that's the thing is like you do that. That's one of those things you do when you have access to a pool regularly, you know? If you're only like
privately, a private pool.
Yeah, you play Marco Polo.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to play that in public. Imagine playing Marco Polo with other people in the pool that aren't playing Marco Polo.
Random people start playing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like grabbing people that are like, you don't know them. Like,
somebody gets out of the pool and then you're like, fish out of water.
It's just some random person. It's like a grandma who's like, I'm getting out for my calisthenics. I'm done exercising.
Just like a guy like, I'm in here for my MS.
Oh, God. Well, you're fish out of water, so you're
multiple
it now.
Multiple sclerosis.
multiple sclerosis.
That was too far.
No, that was pretty good.
So they play Marco Polo. The guy climbs out, and the lights start flashing in the pool, and she inches towards this creepy Danny DeVito corpse-looking motherfucker.
Hey, rum ham.
Yeah, it looks like that. And it... Actually, it tries to pull her under, but she's so strong she's able to like get away from him. But then,
Where's this kid? Where's the boy?
He's out of the pool, and then she goes under the pool, like she's pulled under the pool.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like he's fish out of water, but not saying anything.
He's not saying anything.
The motherfucker can see. He's got his eyes open.
He's got his eyes open. He doesn't see anything. He doesn't see this whole situation going on.
Weird.
And then, so she's pulled under the water by this Danny DeVito looking motherfucker. And then when she finally breaks loose of the Danny DeVito guy, she's like deep into the pool. Like she can see it's like the sunken place. Like she can see the pool really far away.
Okay.
And this was like a weird like House of Leaves scene to me where it's just like really unnerving and creepy. The fact that you've now lost understanding of like the physics of everything, you know, it's very creepy.
Yeah.
And so she has to swim all the way back to the surface. And once she gets back up there, the guy playing Marco Polo with her is like, hey, you were only under the water for a couple of seconds. What happened?
That's a weird thing to bring up. Hey, you're under the water for a normal time.
Well,
that's weird.
I think she was.
But she was freaking out.
I think she was freaking out. Yeah, exactly. And so he was saying that. And then he kisses her.
Oh, nice.
And then her parents arrive at the house. So he has to run away. And that Saturday is a pool party. They're inviting a bunch of people over for a pool party.
Yeah.
And and so there's this scene right before the pool party where the son goes to his sister and is like, hey, I know that you saw something last night and you don't want to tell anybody because you're afraid, but I think there's something wrong with the pool too, you know? And the sister says, like, hey, man, we've been moving, you know? We finally set up. Dad's feeling better. I'm making friends. You're part of the baseball team. She says,
what makes more sense? That the pool's helping us or that it's haunted?
And I'm like, none of those make
sense.
Yeah,
none of those are normal things. None of those are normal things.
But that is literally the last thing I see if I have the movie. I think that's the first thing you see is her saying that. I'm like, none of those make sense, girl.
All I heard was, keep your mouth shut. No one's going to believe us anyway. Mm. So, makes sense. The daughter's name is Izzy, by the way. I don't know if we really brought that
no,
up.
No, I did not.
Anyway, so people are coming over, they're bringing stuff. Someone's brought a jiggly rum cake.
Jiggly rum cake?
A jiggly rum cake.
Jiggly rum cake?
Everyone's from the pool is here. There's a weird shaky cam footage of people jumping in the water. Mm. It's like a bunch of people.
Are they playing music?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. There's music going.
Nice. I'm imagining Steal My Sunshine.
No.
Ugh.
But similar.
Yeah.
Izzy is there talking to... some of the girls and was like, yeah, and he kissed me, and they're like, ooh, and then some of them says like, I think it's cool he kissed you even though he's Christian.
Oh yeah, that's right, he's Christian.
Is that a I guess it doesn't matter.
Not really.
Because he shows up and he has like a little cross around him and he's just like, hey, what are you guys talking about?
He is
like, nothing. And then they swim off.
They got to know each other because he is part of like a Christian swim meet. And he's like passing out flyers to people. And that like the illustration of the flyer is literally like a guy in like the Jesus like pose.
He's in the butterfly pose. He's in some butterfly.
But like about to jump into the pool. That's amazing. Exactly. And I'm like, that's a pretty good design.
That's
honestly
pretty funny. Yeah. So Ray is the kid.
No.
Fuck.
Ray's the dad.
Fuck. Why do I write Ray then?
Because he's a Ray of sunshine.
Elliot. Elliot's filming the pool. With his little camera. He's being a little creep. He's just filming the pool.
With a DV camera?
Yep, the same camera.
Mm. Elliot's the son.
Yeah, that's the son.
Got it.
And, yeah.
Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention, too. So, he already has enough trouble making friends. They go to the fucking, like, baseball practice. And the mom keeps calling him, like, Ellie. And I'm like, that's...
That's asking to be
You're gonna get your brother. Or you're gonna get your
son bullied.
Like, yeah.
Call him Elliot.
Come on, call him Elliot.
Yeah.
Don't shorten it to like a name that could easily be misconstrued by like a bunch of like teenage boys as being feminine.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not a good move.
That's like boy named Sue situation.
Yeah. Come
you know?
On now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Anyway,
it's our first time. Moms never pay attention to this thing, which is weird because I'm like, come on. Were you never a kid?
Were you ever bullied as
a kid? Ever bullied or like ever self-conscious about anything?
Ever? Yeah.
Do you not understand that? I don't know. Some parents in movies.
Some people don't. Yeah.
Anyway, mom hears some screaming in the pool, but it's just kids having fun. But she gets paranoid. She's freaking out. She's
she's nervous about the pool too.
Something's going weird. Some kid asked the dad to sign a gross baseball. I don't know what the fuck this guy's deal is, but he's like, sign a baseball. So I'm like, okay, he must be a baseball player.
Yes, he's a baseball.
It's like a baseball player. It's all messed up. He found it after a while.
You're really picking stuff up quickly. Look at you.
The movie is just very easy to understand.
Easy to follow.
So he's like, yeah, man, this ball took me an hour to find. He's like, okay, well, don't lose it now. It's now going to be worth something. So the dad says, hey, kid, so do you see this pool? It's being overtaken by Shrek and Man on Steroids.
What?
Let's go take it over. You think we can take it back? He's like, yeah.
Shrek and Man on Steroids.
There's just this big jack dude and a dude who's kind of round, looks like Shrek.
Oh.
But he's like a swole round.
Oh, okay.
He's like.
I thought like
Jack
he was making
Shrek.
Fun of like a fat kid or
no,
something.
No, not really.
Get out the Miss Swamp.
That's the thing is like I couldn't. The guy on steroids. I'm like, that's just a dude. He's
just
look
a
that
guy
jacked.
That's strong.
Honestly,
yeah.
The other guy who's big is like the Shrek guy is like way more jacked than steroided.
Well,
up.
Maybe the other guy was Shrek.
That other guy's just a little skinny dude. I don't.
Maybe
understand.
It's Shrek when he's a human being.
Oh, I don't remember. I blocked that on my mind. I don't remember what he looks
best.
Like as a human being.
It's for the best.
So, yeah. So what's interesting.
What's interesting
is the mom starts asking this person named Kay, who's a neighbor, who brought the rum cake.
Rum cake.
She's like, hey, so like, I heard that you were mentioning some stuff about the pool. She's like, they said it's been like, you know, it's been 15 years since they last used it.
Mm.
Like the last neighbors never used it. And I didn't want to tell you because I thought it'd be weird. And she's like, wait, what's going on? Is there anything else you know?
Oh, my God. She's They're like, supposed well, to disclose this when you buy property.
Know, right. She's like, well, I didn't want to say anything. But like, yeah, the people who lived here didn't like using the pool because like. Oh, I don't know. Like, their little girl drowned. Her name was Rebecca.
Oh.
And she's like, what? And he's like, I don't know why anyone wouldn't want to use a perfectly good pool. So dad and the random kid win the pool match. And then he's under. So what the thing is they're kind of like the dad has the random kid on his shoulders, right?
Random kid.
He literally, I do not know his name. He's just some random kid who wanted to sign.
Not Elliot.
He might be on the baseball team or something.
Sure. Okay. So the dad has this random kid on the shoulders.
Random kid on the shoulders, and they're like fucking battling or something with the Shrek guy. You
got
know,
it.
Who has out there another kid on the shoulder. And they okay. win. They push him over. But the dad is getting a little too close to the drain.
Uh-oh.
And the drain, this black goop comes out of the drain.
That's black goop.
It goes right into his nose. And he goes, and his eyes get all brown and scary. And then he starts taking the kid to the deep end and drowning him.
Oh my God. At a pool party.
At a pool party. He starts drowning him straight up. Luckily, you know, Elliot's there. He sees this. He's like, oh my God, mom. And he goes down to mom. He's like, dad's in the bottom of the pool. He's freaking out. And then the vibes are weird.
Oh, I bet.
So like the
That's
mom
like the
goes,
slap.
They're like, why is he getting? Yeah, exactly. He's like, why is he getting under there and stuff? And like, why is he holding them down? They both pull him out. Dad is also unconscious. The kid is like freaking out.
Yeah.
They're alive. And then a little bit later, the mom's talking and is like, hey, so like, you know, his disease, it could happen anytime. His nervous system could attack. It's like an accident. I'm very sorry. But the neighbor's like, I don't think you should come to practice anymore. I don't think our son should come to practice anymore. And then she's like, oh, well, we're really sorry. Maybe you can come out later. And then the mom's like, the other mom is like, didn't you hear him? Don't ever come near our family again.
Oh, my God. Ethan is acting like this woman is asking for too much. And clearly she is not.
She really is.
What are you talking about? That fucking dad almost drowned the kid.
Yeah, but she's really like hammering it on. Like, didn't you understand? Like, the dad's trying to be like civil. And she's like, didn't you understand?
She's being uncivil about somebody drowning her child.
He has a disease. He has multiple sclerosis.
Not anymore. He's healed, remember? He's
apparently not.
Fixed. Yeah, I guess not.
Apparently not. Apparently he can still fucking grab people and, you know,
well, he's, drag them underwater. He's being possessed by the pool, right?
Yes, that's the actual reason.
Kathy's curse.
You can't say that. Kathy's curse, exactly. Mom says there's something wrong with the pool. She's like, I want to get out of here. I don't like this pool.
Yeah.
Dad's like, no.
Oh, now it's turning into The Shining, baby.
It's turning into Kathy's curse.
Yeah.
Dad's like, no. I think the pool is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, my God. I hate these goddamn things. Ugh, it's so stupid.
Oh, well. Get ready for the rest of the movie.
Oh, no.
So they start, they're like, well, we're leaving anyway. So it's like raining, and they start driving off. They're like, we don't want to be near this pool. It's clearly doing something wrong.
Imagine it. I want to stay because of the pool.
It's so
the
good.
The pool broke up our family.
Pretty much. I mean, some guys get obsessed with some random hobby. It kind of does feel like it breaks up the
yeah,
family.
This is like, I love my man cave.
Yeah.
Love man them. Cave, the next, like, Blumhouse horror movie.
The Budweiser, like, neon light falls down and starts killing people.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad starts coughing and getting, like, blue veins as they try to leave. Because he can't leave. He loves the pool too much. Because, like, obviously, the thing to do is leave. Right?
Obviously, but he can't because if he does, he'll get MS again.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
So they bring him back into the bed, and he's recovering, and the mom is like, I don't know what's happening to him. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the dad wakes up and is like, oh, I'm feeling okay. I just need to get in the pool one more time.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
It's so cool in the deep water. It's so cool in the
deep
water.
He said deep water.
So then when she's like, fuck this pool. So she starts draining the pool, draining it. So the daughter allows the son to sleep in her room because he's freaking out. He's scared by all this. And the mom comes over and admits like, hey, you know, daughter, you're being real strong. When I was 22, I know what to do. And I didn't know if I could be a good mom. And I felt like super alone while your dad was hanging out, you know, doing batting practice and like being on the road.
Right.
But as you know, I felt like I was so alone, but then you were born and then I was never alone again.
Aww.
And I felt like we're, you know,
two peas in a pod.
Together, we'll be together and we'll never be alone. And I'm like, yeah, but like your pool's killing people. That has nothing to do with being alone. You know?
I really feel like we need to like recenter our focus here a bit, guys. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's the comforting words you need.
Yeah.
Really. But yeah, so the mom is like,
what if like they gave this script to like the actors and like they like posed it as just like a normal drama about, you know, like a family, you know, and then they're like, all right, let's just shoot a couple scenes in a pool. And then like that ends up being like the focus, like the actors like, wait, the fuck is this like killer pool movie that we're in? Like, I thought we were just making a movie about like a family being torn apart,
family
you know?
Drama by like a character. A dad being forcibly retired because he got a life-threatening disease.
Exactly.
Anyway, so she starts looking up online. She goes to her, I guess, work, which is like what the mom is like, works at a...
She's an administrative staff at a school.
So she starts looking up things online.
She's like, pool.
Basically like, pool house? And there's like a bunch of like old-timey photos of people who went missing near the house. It's not the only people.
Old-timey photos.
Like people from like... Early
like people with like mustaches
1800s.
And penny
yes,
farthings
exactly.
In a pool.
Yes,
no.
So I'm like, what the fuck? No. This is like such a modern ass pool.
It's so stupid.
They do explain it later on, but it's so stupid.
Just like imagining like fucking Marilyn Monroe like in this pool in this like normal neighborhood.
Exactly.
That's stupid as hell.
So then she finds
like photos of cavemen in the pool.
Dead cavemen.
Yeah.
Drawings of like XX over their eyes in a pool of water.
there's like Julius Caesar's getting stabbed in the pool. Like all these historical
Poulet.
Events.
So she looks online and she sees the family who used to live there.
Mm.
And she looks for the daughter of the family. So, like, hold on. How long was this place vacant? Was it vacant for a while and they bought it? Or was it just like
the daughter? The daughter got, like, lost in the pool in 1992. And that's all I know.
So, like, they just bought a, like, did they move away? Or are they like, this pool is cool? Like, the last
they didn't
family?
Tell me.
All right. Well, whatever. So she finds the daughter who died, which was Rebecca.
She died?
Mm-hmm. She goes to her house, or missing, I guess. She drives to their parents' house, and it's a bussin' house. The house is crazy looking. It's a big mansion that they live in. And
pool.
And they get, they're probably the pool. But she knocks on the door, and someone named Jody Summers answers, and that's, you know, the mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's here, and she lets her into the place. She explains, she's like, oh yeah, it's just me and my son. My son, he's so good. He allowed me to do all this stuff. She's on an oxygen tank, by the way. She's quite old.
Uh huh.
And she's like, and so the mom is like, what a special. Like, I'm explaining, like, she's like, is there anything weird about the last place you lived in? She's like, oh, the last place. Oh, yeah, with the pool. Yeah. Oh, it was a very special place. Tommy loved the pool.
Oh, no. She's a creep.
It was just me and it was just Thomas and I. We had a great time. He's in Washington, D.C. now doing so many important things.
What?
Yeah. And so she's like, yeah, well, like, so me and my husband moved into this house and, you know, he started getting better, but the kids, they started seeing, like, weird things. And so have I. I don't mean to upset you, but, like, what happened to your daughter? And she's like, she starts coughing.
Oh, no.
Starts coughing up blood.
Pool water.
Pool water. Yeah, the black pool water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's been infected by this pool water, basically.
Infected by the pool
water. Yeah. So she turns up her oxygen. She's, like, pouring a glass of water, and it overflows the glass.
Yeah.
It's all very disturbing. And she says, have you heard of a wishing well before? Well, you know, some water is magic.
Oh, no.
And she starts crying black tears.
Oh, my God.
And then she says, before there was a pool in the back there. There was a spring.
Mm-hmm.
And then it found out that people were like, oh, we could worship it. You know, they worshipped it, but they realized the water was magic, and it could give them things.
Mm-hmm.
It could give them all sorts of things. And the thing was, it was Temagami, you know. Did you ever hear about it? The water, it will grant a wish to anyone who wants
this
it.
This is stupid.
Yeah, Mike.
This is really
it's
stupid.
Really dumb.
This is really stupid.
So what happened is that was like, you grant a wish, but it always needs something in return. The water needs something in return.
Right.
So
right.
Tommy was sick. He was so sick all the time. But look what happened to him. He's now super healthy. And the mom's like, what happened to Rebecca? And she's like,
was Rebecca the thing that they gave so that Tommy would be healthy?
Yep.
That sucks.
Yeah. And she's like, everyone has to make sacrifices. And the mom's like, that's not a sacrifice. That's like fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a real sacrifice. So then we get a flashback. This is what I was like, this is interesting. Because we finally see the kids and you see where Becky's drowning and Tommy's upset. And he actually like tries to go out and help her, but mm-hmm. the mom locks
stops.
Her. The mom goes in and locks him in.
Right.
And the mom is like, the water used me as a vessel to get my son back. Now, don't worry. Your husband is now the vessel now to get his health back, you know.
But what is the sacrifice?
Exactly. What is the sacrifice? Don't worry. It'll do what it wants to do.
Uh-huh.
Here's
what I hate about this shit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to do what it wants to do. Just like, it's a pool. It's not going to chase you.
I clearly doesn't want you to leave if you're infected by it.
What do you mean?
Like, he tried to leave. The dad tried to leave with everyone, but he started choking and dying.
The dad could continue to swim in the pool, and everyone else can just move somewhere else.
It's not a real life, though, Mike.
Yeah, you're right. That's not a real life. A real life is sacrificing your son or daughter to a pool so that your MS dad...
I'm not saying that's great. I'm just saying, like, none of these are good.
No, we have no good options. What do we do?
No good options. And then the mom is like, this can't be the right way to do things. Also, like, what happened to your daughter? She's like, it happened. And then it's like, there has to be a way to stop this. Mm-hmm. Immediately, the other mom starts hacking up black water. The water fountain turns black. She turns around with all this black goo coming out of her nose and her eyes.
Mm. Were you unnerved by this?
No, it was very cheesy. She says, it'll be over soon. And if not, someone else will find the house. Someone else who needs help. It'll just continue on forever.
I want to know who's playing this character, because I like how, like, I like how you're describing the scene. Very campy, you know?
It's very campy.
Yeah,
she's,
I like
really
that.
Hamming it up. So then, meanwhile, Dad is in the shower, and he's retching up black goo out of his eyes. He's obviously infected. The kids arrive home, but no parents are home. Elliot looks at the water. He fills up his glass with water and starts to drink it, but he looks at it. It's got, like, ripples in it. It's, like, just rippling constantly, which is very weird.
Uh-huh.
And then he hears meowing outside. He's like, oh, it's cider. So he puts the water with the glass with water on it on the counter, and the water with the glass tries to, like, slowly go off the counter. It's, like, moving. It has a mind of its own. He goes and he notices that the pool is full of water again, and clearly his mom drained it.
Right.
And the cat is stuck on the pool float. You see a silhouette of the cat. You never see the cat. You see a silhouette of the cat. The shadow.
Suspicious.
It's like a shadow, I guess. Not a silhouette. Let's be specific here. And you hear it. You hear meowing. So, you know, Elliot gets on the diving board and tries to grab the floaty, but he can't quite reach it. And then he finally eventually does get to the floaty and turns it around. There's no cat on the floaty. Instead, this creepy, gross, bloated monster lady, not really that bloated, grabs him and drags him under the water. Well, you made the other guy sound,
you don't
like,
want to, you don't want to, like, fat shame a monster.
Well, you made it sound like the other guy was like a left for dead bloater guy.
He was,
but this is just a lady. She's just kind of kind of ugly.
well, not that ugly.
She's, like, kind of hot.
She was beautiful in her own way.
Yeah,
she's
beautiful
in her own
way. You know, we support all women, even
That's
if they have ooze.
Feel the ooze rain on your skin.
So this lady is, like, dragging her down, and then the pool, like, cover starts going and tries to lock him in there, like, slowly he's trying to move, and the daughter sees this and she tries to go stop it, and she's trying and she can't do it, but then mom suddenly arrives. She tries to stop it as well. Tells like, hey daughter, call for help, like, they broke it, they kind of stopped the motor from, like, moving. And so the mom just jumps in the water and tries to find her, but meanwhile the daughter goes, and that water glass that I was saying that went off the counter fell broke. And now the daughter slips on the water and smashes her hand on the glass.
No!
Cuts herself. She's like, ah! Ah! The mom is like, this kid's too deep in the pool. There's, like, a weird kind of, like, void she can't go into. So she goes back up, ties a hose around her, and dives back into this, like, black hole thing. Izzy, the daughter, hears her dad walking around. Her dad's there, and she goes, I've been looking for you, Iz. He's got he's got creepy eyes. He's all, like, got the ooze coming out of his eyes and stuff.
Got that ooze.
He basically starts stalking his kid and, like, disappearing randomly and appearing. And she says out loud, like, I'm going to call for help. And she starts dialing random shit on her phone. It's all bloody because her hand's all bloody.
Right.
And then he disappears and goes, don't do that, and smacks her away.
Christ.
It's very goofy.
Oh no, this movie's gone.
He keeps saying
this movie's gone off the deep end.
It truly has. Truly jumped that inflatable shark.
Yeah, that's true.
Life is too hard for Elliot, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And then he grabs her daughter's hair and rips her hair off a little bit. She runs. She runs away, and he goes, Marco.
That's
Mom keeps swimming. She's diving at the bottom of the pool. She keeps swimming and going deeper and deeper. And like you said, it's that liminal space where she looks up and there's like almost like a postage stamp of a pool on the outside of the light. But there's all these creepy ghosts that start appearing. They start trying to grab her. All these various decay people from, you know, the olden times trying to grab her and all this stuff.
This caveman
trying to escape
there.
All these sacrifices, I guess, that were made.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a caveman.
That
would have
been great, wouldn't it?
So good.
Me swim in pool.
oh, me sacrifice.
Is worth it.
Is worth.
We had fire.
Now we warm. Not me, though. I stay
Not me.
Here forever.
I'm wet.
Wet forever. Soggy man.
It's a living.
Izzy hides in the garage.
Izzy or isn't he?
No, Izzy. Her daughter. She rides in the garage, and the dad's saying, Marco.
Oh, man.
Marco. And the TV turns on. Their old CRT TV that they somehow have.
Mm-hmm.
It starts singing creepily, take me up to the ball. It has a picture of her dad on there.
This is a free song to use.
Yep. Then the dad randomly appears shockingly and goes, you're supposed to say polo.
Are you at all creeped out by this?
It's a little creepy, but not that bad.
All right.
Mom can't figure out where to swim because she's just like, I don't know which way is up and down, because she eventually finds her son and then can't figure out like which way to go. Because at this point, like, she's so deep.
He would be fucking drowned by this point.
Right?
Yeah.
Magic. But then Rebecca, the dead girl, appears. And she has a coin. And she releases it. And it's got a smiley, happy face.
Oh, and it'll show them how to get back.
That's what I thought. But then the camera like spins and shows that like what feels like up is not up. Because the coin floats upwards, but it's actually floating downwards.
I guess it makes sense because coins do sink. So yeah. It wouldn't actually be going up.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So she then is like...
So she tricked them?
She didn't trick them. She's just like, oh, okay, coins sink. So she goes back up and then starts swimming the right direction.
I see.
It's very weird, but it's also strange how she got that coin with the smiley face. I don't really understand that. But...
Well, now I've explained it to you.
Did you really, though?
It's the dad's coin.
But, like, how to get in the
it was always in the pool.
So just got sucked up by the pool at some point?
Got sucked up by the pool gods.
Okay.
Yeah.
So dad gets bored of chasing
the daughter?
He does. He says, I'll be back for you later.
Smorgopono.
Yeah, bored. Mom saves Elliot, but he's not able to breathe. She gets him out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, evil dad comes, and she's like, hey, husband, like, it's okay, I saved Elliot. And he's like, I'm obviously evil because my eyes are all freaky. She grabs and starts choking him, or he grabs her and starts choking her. And but then luckily, the daughter comes with a baseball bat and starts hitting him with the bat a couple times. And then he has a flashback. He has a flashback like of his life and how his family's begging him. He's like, come back to me.
Yeah.
Come back to me. Like, you gotta overpower this possession.
This is like the stupid ending of The Shining from the book, not the movie. Yeah.
And then he does eventually, he coughs up a bunch of black stuff.
Yeah.
And he's A-okay. He's like,
the power of love.
And he's like, is Elliot okay? And they're like, yeah, I think he's fine. So they try to get him to the hospital, but the water won't let him go. They do the same thing because he's been in the water for so long, he's been infected.
Oh, he's possessed now.
Not really possess as much as the water so much inside of him that they can control whatever it wants to do.
Oh, okay.
So, like, similar to dad, where they try to escape, he starts coughing, and he starts to, like, get, like, weird blue veins around his neck.
Right.
The water won't let him go.
Oh, no.
And so he's like, I can't breathe and everything. So the dad looks at the water.
Like, call, like, a people to help him at the house?
Well, because then they would take him to, like, a hospital, like, monitor him, you know?
I suppose so.
I think it's kind of fucked.
Yeah.
But the dad looks at the water, and he has an idea. He says,
I need to sacrifice myself for the love of
the water has to pay.
Yeah.
The water needs someone. I don't know how he knows this rule, though. Because he's possessed the whole time.
But that's probably why he knows the rule,
I guess that's true, right?
Who fucking knows? Who cares?
Anyway,
right?
He starts wading into the water, whole family, like, turns around and is like, what are you doing? He's like, I love you, kids. And then he just swims into the darkness of the pool, which is kind of like a black ooze that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Kid starts throwing up black water, and the dad is gone.
Oh,
but the kid
God.
Is fine.
Well, that's a relief.
So it looks like they're packing up to leave the house, right? Like, you'd see this horrible shit, you'd be like, I get out of here.
Yeah, obviously. We're going to get away from this pool as quickly as
possible. But I think, instead, it's just what they've just never fully unpacked, right? They haven't been there that long
in
the garage. So... They're watching an old video of the dad. The dad's recording like a final message. He's like, you know, I haven't been a great dad, but, you know, baseball's come easy to me, but nothing else has. And I wish there was a better way to let you know how much you all mean to me. Anyway, I love you. And Elliot turns off the camera, and he walks over to his mom, who's looking at the pool, and the daughter's also there. And the mom's like, well, you know, we could sell the house. But then the kids are like, well... Then it will just happen to someone else. I'm like, yeah.
Fill the pool in.
It would. So we can't do that. So we're just going to keep owning this.
Fill the pool in. And
then Mike, bulldozer comes over and starts filling the pool in.
No.
And then you see the bulldozer putting dirt over the camera.
Mm.
And then it cuts to Night Swim. That's the end of the movie.
Wow.
That's the end of the movie, baby.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
That was brilliant.
5 out of 5.
No.
That was a brilliant film.
No.
That was incredible. I was blown away.
You're blown away. You didn't expect that ending, right?
No, so I did. Crazy. I definitely didn't call it.
Yeah, you definitely didn't call it at all.
I didn't repeat it over and over again.
Nope, not over and over again.
No, this movie's. I want to say. I mean, I kind of want to put it on the same level as like Kathy's Curse. Like,
I think it's a 2-star.
I think it's
like
a 2-star.
It's kind of a fun watch with people because it's kind of breezy. It's not anything like
short as well.
Short. It's not anything overly like offensive or anything like super gross.
Yeah.
It's just a little creepy little movie. It's got a stupid ass premise. It's kind of fun.
Premise. It's what's so funny about that premise is, like I said, at the beginning, I had so much promise. I was like, oh, they're actually going to try to make this feel like creepy and like atmospheric. Yeah. But that really fucking went away after a while.
It really went away, didn't it? Yeah. Like, that's the thing, is when they started explaining it, it really ruined all the magic.
Yeah.
Like, showing before, that, like, I was just lady, like, what's happening?
Showing the, like, mom, like, just covered in black goo or whatever.
Being
coming
like,
out
you
of her.
Gotta save your thing. I'm part of the vessel of the water. And it's that's like, does that mean shit. She's. Also, like, doesn't make any sense because it's like, if she's possessed by the water, how is she so far away from it still? And, like, still possessed by it?
I don't know.
Because, like, clearly the water doesn't want people to leave it. So, like,
this is the problem with explaining stuff. Because, like, you'll explain stuff. You'll explain. You'll over-explain.
You'll over-explain.
But then you'll
still
leave things. Yeah, exactly.
And it makes less sense.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, I don't know, man. The pool's fucked up.
Just make it feel right, you know?
Yeah.
It's got to feel right. It just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right in the end.
Yeah.
I would move out. I'd bury this place.
Would you jump in this pool?
It's kind of a mid pool, to be honest.
It's not that big. Honestly, yeah.
It's kind
it's
of, just,
that good
a,
of a pool.
It's just a square pool. Like, yeah. I don't know. When I went to my friend's pool, I was mentioning earlier, he had like waterfalls coming out of it.
Whoa.
And he had like a jacuzzi next to it.
We had a an elephant that shot water into
Whoa,
the pool.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. It wasn't like a big elephant,
no,
but it was like a stone elephant.
It's so
elephant.
Cool having like a stone thing that shoots something in the water.
And then we had two rocks that were two different like jumping like rocks.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's
pretty rad.
Sick.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a pretty cool pool.
We had a pretty cool pool. Not haunted. Didn't kill anyone.
Wasn't haunted. Didn't kill anybody.
That's the thing. This pool is like literally like it's square. One side's deep.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty mid pool.
Pretty okay pool.
Mid pool for a mid movie.
Oof, boy, the movie's beyond mid.
Beyond mid?
I definitely say two pumpkins.
Two? Well, you know what? Fuck it. 1.5.
Wow. One
Same thing I gave to Kathy's Curse as well.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go 1.5. Yeah. I don't think this is as fun as Kathy's Curse. Kathy's Curse is like cheesy and corny in a way.
Yeah, there's some charm.
This is just like kind of boring.
I'm excited to see whatever the guy directing this movie goes off to do, because like if he manages to just get a better script in front of him, but like because clearly he's got like a good understanding of like how to make
it was very
scene.
There were very cool moments, like the parts with all the ghosts coming at her in the water was very that's actually really creepy.
Yeah
it was a spooky atmosphere. I think they did a good job doing that despite the fact that it was like shot most in the day, and like going
exactly.
to kind of like the otherworld void in the water was like really
unnerving.
Yeah.
Really well like captured. I just feel like, again, this very much feels like a situation where like a bunch of directors like picked words out of a hat, and like this guy pulled out Killer Pool, and he's just like, oh fuck, all right,
I
gotta figure out what to do
pool
here.
Movie,
yeah, yeah, guys, have you ever been in a killer pool? Email us, nemalearhubpodcast.com.
You wouldn't be around anymore.
You wouldn't be around anymore. Well, maybe you did the ultimate sacrifice.
That's true. You got your like kid to come and kill themselves or whatever so you can have good health.
Exactly. Your ultimate sacrifice is continuing on X. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on Threads and on Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous episode, you can find them on any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read into the show no matter what it says, even if it is... Oh, gosh. Even if it...
Cool pool cleaning tips.
I would love a good pool cleaning tip.
Yeah, please let us know. Two people don't curl in pools.
No.
I want to know about all of that.
I want to know how to clean
a pool. I've heard
that
you could apparently make a pretty good lucrative business being a pool guy. Like you could probably make a pretty decent...
Nobody wants to clean a pool.
No.
Nobody wants...
It's a lot of work to like maintain. It's just like, just pay a guy to come by once in a while.
It's good for your like upper body because you're
schedule.
Just doing a lot of like, you know...
Yeah, you're just skimming a lot. You got to check that pH. You got to throw a little thing in there. Also, like... As long as you do it regularly, it's not a lot of maintenance.
Yeah.
As long as you do it regularly. As long as you're a good pool guy, it's a good side hustle for me.
That's also a very, like, you know, that pool ain't going away unless it's haunted and then they fill it up.
Ooh.
So that's a pretty steady, you know,
exactly,
stream of income.
Exactly.
That's also like winter as well, you know, because like you want to make
sure. Yeah, you want to make sure it's okay during the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
then it could get a lot worse during the summer. Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. I'm going to think about like maintaining a pool during the wintertime.
I think I might. Let's become pool guys.
Yeah, pool boys.
Yeah. We'll become pool boys. Yeah. What would the name of our company be?
The Deep Half.
The Deep Half.
Obviously.
The Deep Half. And people are gonna be like, what the fuck is the deep? What does that mean? And we'll be like, you just don't understand. Listen to our podcast.
And we'll say, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And then we'll jump in the pool. Hey guys, if you want to join some other like-minded fans of this podcast, you can check out our Discord, which can be linked in the latest podcast going forward, as well as theotherhalfpodcast.com.
If you wanted to discuss movies we've watched on the podcast, if you want to recommend movies for future episodes, or if you want to watch movies, we'll have movie nights on the Discord. You can pop in, watch the movies with us and other fans of the podcast.
There's also a section on the Discord where if you want to, you can learn more about my Twitch stream. But, you know, you don't have to if you don't want to. It could be purely about the podcast.
But if you do want to, it's really great. And sometimes I'm on stream too, every other Thursday. Check it out. We play horror games specifically. You can get notified whenever a new podcast episode or whenever Ethan's live on Twitch, which is pretty often. You get to see our pretty faces as well as other people that like the podcast and watch Ethan stream.
Yeah, so come join.
The Discord is your oyster, guys.
Do whatever you want with it.
The Discord is your oyster.